The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Thank you all for tuning in and for giving me that news. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you guys. Yes, the glasses. I just want to thank you all for being here. We're going to get right into it on Nancy Guthrie, but I wanted to let you know something that really made me feel very good about the show, and hopefully you all as being subscribers and members. Three different people, one on Sunday, one on Monday, one yesterday. Yesterday was a flight attendant, which was really cool. He was great. We had a long conversation after the flight. He asked me to stay after I had that terribly long layover that ended up being in a plane cancellation. Here I am, still not on my way, but hopefully today this flight won't be canceled. And nevertheless, and then Sunday was a random tennis player. And then Monday, well, actually, it would have been yesterday. I'm just trying to think time-wise. Another individual that was an actual podcaster contacted me. Anyway, they all three said the same thing, which I thought was really important. And they said, this is the only channel they're watching about Nancy Guthrie. And that really made me feel good that we're bringing home. I think we've had over 150 shows on just on Nancy Guthrie. And so I just wanted to thank you all for tuning in every day. I also wanted to talk about, if I say, just to let you know, and I do the same thing on Twitter in a certain sense, if I say I have an update, that means I have an overall update. If I say I have an investigative update, that means something that is critical to the case, to solving the case or new information concerning the facts. So in this way, I just wanted to let you all know that I will keep coming at you regarding information on the case. So today, unfortunately, I'd like to say that we have investigative information, but at least we do have some sort of an update. And that update is this. First of all, and I think this is really important because I know so many of you follow the case. So many of you, very obviously important what's going on, generally speaking, and concern really of mine that some of you might actually want to give to different funds that are being set up, individuals that proclaim that they are part of the Guthrie family in some way. This has been put to bed. The Pima County Sheriff's, the FBI, no one is ever going to put together a GoFundMe or anything along those lines, a QR code that's out there saying, listen, we need money for the investigation. That is not going to be happening. So because of that, I just want everybody to be made aware of that there are more scams out there. Now, it's really, really bad that there are scams that are going after the family, right? We've seen them. I think they continue to happen where individuals are actually still, believe it or not, scamming, trying to get extortive money, saying they know where Nancy is. All of that still exists out there. But more importantly, now there's so many scammers that are actually going after you. You as somebody that cares about the Nancy Guthrie case, and they're trying to get into your pocketbooks. Anytime you see a QR code, anytime something comes up like that, that is indicating that they are representative of Nancy's family, Pima County, anything like that, they're not. It's false. It's fake. I've always said and really hope to put together something and actually myself and Joel with Surviving the Survivor talked about doing this for billboards in the Tulsa area. But after consulting, talking with a representative from the FBI, obviously somebody with the billboard company, they're handling it. So that's not going to happen. That's separate from this. But I just wanted to say that please don't get caught up in any of these scams where people are trying to exploit you. You, somebody who cares about following the case, cares about Nancy Guthrie, cares about finding her. Please do not get caught up in giving any money regarding the case, especially if it says for the Pima County Sheriff's Office or the FBI or something like that. Pima County Sheriff's Office and the FBI will never be collecting money. And I could tell you the Guthrie family isn't going to do that either. So I just wanted to come out and talk about that a little bit. The other item, of course, was I always post when I see Savannah Guthrie absent from the Today Show, not necessarily because anything that means anything, but because I know you all want to know. Many of you don't watch the Today Show. You work, you just don't have TV. You're in another country. There's so many reasons. And so when anything happens concerning the show, I'm going to let you know. Because I truly do believe if there is any sort of break in the case, that break will involve notifying the family. And the family will be notified. And because of that, you may see an absence. There's already been talk about and been confirmed that the Today Show has some sort of indication if ever she needs to leave, they're going to... They have some sort of signal for her to have her leave the show. So nevertheless, I just wanted to let you know she's returned to the show. She was gone 4 days. As we reported, it was sort of pre-planned that she would be off. She came back and actually said what she did. She didn't mention her mom at all. She specifically just said she was gone and watched the World Cup. So that was kind of what she did on her vacation, and I'm sure spent a lot of time with family. So nevertheless, I wanted to talk about that as well. I also really quickly wanted to touch on Derek Colella again. So Derek Colella, again, for those of you who do not know, he was arrested on a scam shortly after this case began, when he sent text messages and actually one short phone call. We don't know who it went to. It was 8 seconds long, to a family member. I believe it was either Annie or Tomasa, because he obviously had their phone numbers, and reached out to them regarding getting Bitcoin from them, posing as sort of a fake kidnapper and trying to get ransom out of it. So really, really sick what he did. He was arrested. He was out the day after he was arrested on a very low bond. And then he was since went to his hearing where he pled guilty. And after the hearing, there was a plea deal we all found out about. The paperwork was also made available. And I just wanted to talk about the fact that he received 5 months. Remember, he pled guilty to 2 harassment charges. The judge said they were going to be concurrent with one another, not consecutive, meaning they're just stacked up one another. So he received 5 years probation. He wouldn't get 5 years in 5 years. They gave it what we call concurrent, served at the same time. He hasn't been sentenced until September. He's been ordered to rehab, but that's the plea deal. And these plea deals typically always stand unless there is something that he does while he is out. Remember, the judge also ordered him to receive rehab because he tested positive for meth. Listen, this is not a judge that I know. And I can tell you, in my day, if you were out on bond in a federal case, I don't care white collar or not, and you came up positive for methamphetamine, you would have been revoked immediately and gone back to jail and put in a prison program there. You would not have been allowed to stay out. But nevertheless, this is a lenient judge. But I wanted to touch base because I still see flying all around the information concerning this plea deal. This plea deal is absolutely boilerplate when it comes to this section where it discusses if there are any contractual deals, it will be sealed. And that is normal. This happens in all of them. And the reason it does is because if it only happened where somebody was cooperating, everybody would know who the cooperator was. So this is absolutely pro forma. And I wanted to put that out there again. I think this is the third time I've talked about it, because people are still spinning that Colella is somehow related to somebody that knows Tommaso Cioni. It's all rubbish. I've traced it down, tracked it down. He is not related, doesn't know these folks. He saw a show on TV where this was all discussed, this case, and that gave him the idea to move forward with this. He doesn't have any information on the Nancy Guthrie case. There's not some big secret plea deal that's in the back. He got a sweet deal because he was only looking at 2 years. There is no violence was attempted. No violence was threatened. This is what you call an absolute nonviolent first timer. I know he committed fraud before, but first timer in the federal system, something that they are looking at. Is this person a danger to the community? Is this person, you know, what is the degree to this crime? And I think it's a terrible precedent. I've already said that, but I just wanted to talk about when you see this rubbish flying around, it's just rubbish. That's my opinion on it. Again, These are forms that are literally boilerplate. And in, unless I suppose that people have been, you've been a part of these, I could understand why people would not understand that, right? How could you know that when you see this language? But this is how these are put together for the reasons I just said. So there's nothing behind this Derek Colella paperwork that you see. He doesn't have secrets on who Porch Guy is. He's going to serve his rehab. Hopefully he doesn't mess up. Hopefully he gets some help. And he's going to do 5 years probation. We'll see if he makes it through that. And that's the deal. I know it seems like a light sentence for what he did, but those are the reasons behind it. And that's, I just wanted everybody again to understand that form that was put out there. Let's see.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm going to look really quick because we have about 10 more minutes in the show. It's shorter shows while I'm on the road here. You might have heard even the guy, I think the service coming in, even though I have a 12 o'clock checkout, they were rapping at the door and I think even walked in. Let's see. Yeah, you know, there's nothing to talk about. Julianne's concerned. She says, you know, basically that he got a deal because he talked. No, he got a deal because he pled. This happens all the time in the federal system, everyone. When you have somebody that, again, there's no threat of violence. There was no violence in the act. It's a white collar crime. He pled to an harassment charge. It was agreed upon by the prosecution, by the defense. It always angers the agents involved in it. But when you do that, you get a deal. Because you don't make them go to trial, they still get 2 felony convictions for the guy. The guy has felony convictions on his record, and they think that's enough. He sent a couple of text messages, made an 8-second call, and that was that. So when you look at that, it does make sense for some cases. It's just this case is huge, and there's so much of this going on. I think it sets a terrible precedent for all the other people that are continuing to extort. So, you know, it's frustrating from my end because I understand what people are saying. We're kind of, in a sense, saying the same thing. We're saying, whoa, wait a minute. This just doesn't seem right. It might not seem right, but this happens every single day in the federal system. These types of lenient sentences are given out, especially when it comes to white collar crime, and he's just not involved, everyone. He's not involved. He sent out these. He's a meth addict. He's not Porch Guy. He doesn't know Porch Guy. He doesn't know the Guthries. He specifically said he heard about all of this on the television, found the numbers, which any you all can do. I could do. It takes 2 seconds to find somebody like Annie and Tommaso's numbers. They're very out there. They're teachers. They have their own, she has her own business. This is not rocket science to be able to figure out those numbers. Now, Savannah's personal cell, that's a whole different deal. But He's not involved. And, you know, Desperado piece, we're going to see how this shakes out. This family isn't involved, but I do want to do a show. And I just want all the people who still think Annie and Tommaso or Savannah are all involved in this scheme to kidnap their mother and, you know, take her vast wealth, of which she doesn't have. I still cannot wait to do a show on that. I'm hoping that I might have a little bit more time this week and be able to do that, because I'll take any of you on these. I know about these plea deals. They're pro forma. Look at any of them across the board. They have this language when somebody pleads, so you can't distinguish between a cooperator and a non-cooperator. He doesn't have any information to give. He just doesn't. He was an opportunist, and that's why he was charged and with harassment and only given 5 months. Let's see on here. He, aka secret mutilator, does seem very sketchy in general, but no idea of connected. You know, the guy, to understand a guy like this is to understand so many of these other people that do the same sort of thing. They're opportunists. They're looking for a quick buck. They're hoping that they send a Bitcoin account and Annie and Tommaso will bite. That's what they're hoping for. It's ridiculous, but you got to understand, this is a meth addict. This is somebody using, even when he was on probation, he was using. So this is somebody that isn't necessarily thinking very squarely, but you all are thinking squarely. And I'm just trying to give you the tools to sort of understand these agreements and how they work and why people with these sorts of charges sometimes receive very, very low sentences. He got it because the quid pro quo is, listen, if you cooperate, meaning plead guilty with us, cooperate with the government and don't make us go to court and go to trial and do all of that entails, which would be probably a week-long trial, choosing a jury. It's terrible. There's a reason we talk about trials in our lives, because a real trial is so hard. Obviously, this would have been a shorter one, but you get rewarded for that. And when you plead guilty, and if you look, probably it used to be, I would say, 85 to 90% of all federal cases, they plead guilty because the evidence is overwhelmingly strong. They're not going to get out of it. They want to plead. They want to get the little shortest time possible, and the government wants out of it. So this is nothing new. This is nothing fancy. Derek Colella is nothing special. He's an opportunist. He's a meth addict. And he thought he was going to be able. Again, he wasn't involved in the kidnapping in any way, shape, or form. If you read the legal documents, please don't be led astray from people who are unfamiliar with how this paperwork works, how plea deals work in the federal system. It's not their fault. I don't fault them. It's just that this is pro forma. This is the form. This is the boilerplate. So anyway, at this point, you guys, please keep Nancy in your prayers. I'm going to do a show and take all the scuds coming in about people that really think the family is involved. And so anyway, I'd like to say I have a big investigative update. I don't, but that is the latest update on the case. The Colella, that paperwork I needed to touch on, as well as the scams that are going around. And I just wanted to ease everybody's mind about why Nancy was off the show. All right, everyone. I really appreciate y'all. And thank you again all for being here. And until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family and for everyone who has missing folks.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.